Hi, folks. This is Warren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 56. For those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that when I talk about guitars, amps, pedals, and music, and all, I'm conveying my opinion from my experience and learning over the years. Please email me with questions at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Chime in with comments and questions and such on the Facebook page, by the way. Follow the Guitar Podcast on Facebook. Last but not least, go to theguitarpodcast.net and sign up for email alerts where you will get emails notifying you when a new episode has been released and other timely information regarding the Guitar Podcast. All right, let's get to it. All right, so this is my second try at recording this episode this week. it was, as you can hear, I'm in my mobile podcasting studio. That is my Grand Am GT 2000, my jalopy. But yeah, I was recording on the way in to work the other day, and I got a phone call about 7 minutes in, and I ignored the call and went ahead about my business recording, thinking I was recording, and I wasn't. So whenever I went to edit last night, I was like, wait a minute. This is only going to be a 6-minute episode. Well, that's not going to work because you guys always expect at least a 30-minute, like, on average episode, and I'm not going to let you down. So I'm recording it again. See if I can do better this time than I did the other day. Hopefully I can do as well, or if not better. I really didn't have a plan the other day. Now I kind of have a plan this time, because it's somewhat replicating the other one. So I felt kind of like a doofus last night. I was like, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so what I want to talk about today is there was a cool episode, a cool article in the most recent issue of Guitar Player magazine, with Eddie Van Halen on the cover, and he's talking. He and his support team, with Fender and EVH Amps and Guitars, the Wolfgang Guitar, are all interviewed. It's the cover story for the issue. And it's really cool because they give a lot of historic information about the evolution of Eddie's tone and his equipment over the years from, 1978 until, that was like the first album came out, until now. And all of the different endorsements he's had. It's just a brief summary on that stuff. It's not like in-depth, detail, granular dive into what he's done over the years. But it's funny because whenever they're talking about Eddie hearing or feeling something on the guitar and coming to them and saying, hey, you know, I hate to ruin your day, but take a look at this, or take a listen to this. Do you guys hear this, or do you feel that, or whatever? I was wanting to see about, and it's such a great team for him, because they're like, oh, you're not ruining our day. This is, you know, we're always wanting to make improvements for everyone here, and everybody who wants to buy the guitar or the amp or whatever, and it's basically what Eddie wants. So, you know how I always talk about trusting your ear? And when you're looking for your tone and everything, I definitely believe that, and it I think it's reinforced, that point is reinforced with this article, because I've always thought that Eddie's best tone was on his first album, Van Halen 1, probably Van Halen 2, and then on Unchained, which is on a much later album. I think it's on Fair Warning or something, and he's always consistently had great tone, but I thought that was the best, but it's always been changing. He's always, you know, gotten a different guitar and so on and so forth, but, you know, he's always trusted his ear, his feel. It's like something's changing, and you can't really take a snapshot in time of Eddie's tone and say, this is Eddie Van Halen's tone definitively, because he's always using different equipment to, it may be just small adjustments that maybe we can't even hear, because, and you gotta consider, this guy's playing guitar every day and thinking music every day all the time, whereas Most of us are working our 8 to 5, driving a cubicle or a truck or whatever, you know. So we can't devote that time to develop our ears and our feel and touch and that level of understanding of guitar. But, you know, it's funny to kind of understand how his, well, it's interesting, it's not funny, but it's interesting how his ear has changed over the years, what he's hearing, what he's feeling, and he's trusting his ear and saying, you know, something's not right, or could this be better? And so a snapshot in time of tone from a particular artist doesn't really cut it. And I was always frustrated back when I was younger, say in my late teens, early 20s, and I'm going, I didn't change a thing on my amp or any of my pedals or any setting on this. Why does it suddenly sound like junk? And something happened overnight or whatever with my ear that it had grown, it had evolved. It, you know, because we're organic beings, we're always changing. For better or worse, we're changing. And that goes the same with our ears. And what we're hearing, the better our ears work, or maybe even the worse our ears work. So, you know, it goes, you know, it makes me feel a little, so whenever it sounded like my amp completely changed, then I dial things in again, and maybe it was slightly different, maybe it was just the same, maybe it just needed tweaked, and it sounded good again. That our ears are always changing. Now, to that point, our ears change as we grow older, too. And see, I'm 40, and my last time I had my ears checked, I was about 33 or 34 years old, and I thought that, you know, I probably had significant hearing loss or something like that because of my age and because I, you know, abused my ears because I like loud music. But thankfully, the readings came back that my hearing loss was no more than anybody, an average person at that point in time at my age. And I was really pleased with that. But what I found was that as we age, the top end, the high end, the treble part of our hearing goes away quickly, more quickly than the mids or the lows or bass. And so, consequently, you'll find that older guitar players they have hearing damage, will crank up the treble for a brighter tone and stuff. And I know that firsthand experience. There was a guy I took lessons from and learned quite a bit from at a guitar shop when I was growing up, who, you know, he knew so much about theory and chords and so on and so forth. It taught me so much, but I never really liked his tone because it was always really high-end, shrill and trebly and everything, and then later on I found out that he had significant hearing loss, mainly on that high end, because he was in the army and in the artillery in the army, and so he was bombed, you know, his ears were just blasted with loud percussive noise, and it did that kind of hearing damage to his ears. So he didn't hear that high end, so he wanted to. So then, with that in mind, anytime I'm doing like a sound check or whatever, or messing with my tone, I trust my ear because I know that it's still pretty good and my tone's usually pretty good. And what I'm looking for is a nice round, tight bottom end, just enough brightness on the high end and a good solid middle. But, you know, not too much mids and not scooped because I'm not playing like death metal or anything anymore. So, just kind of a nice classic rock tone. And so there are times whenever I think I have it dialed in fairly well and I'll get a second opinion. So I'm trusting my ear, but I'm getting a second opinion from somebody who, I'll trust their tone, their ear for tone, and they're younger usually. So I'm counting on the fact that they haven't blasted their ears as much as I have, and they can hear maybe some more high end than I do. So I ask them and you know, whatever their feedback is, you know, if it's okay, it sounds really good, man, it's sweet, or whatever, or I could use more mids or whatever, that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm if they say any of that, I'm okay with that, and I'm not going to really change anything, more than likely. But if they come back with, man, it's a little bright for my taste, or a little, it's just a little shrill, then my, then a red flag goes up for me, that I need to change something there. I need to, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe my ears aren't hearing what they should be hearing or whatever. Maybe I'll bring a little brightness off and listen a little more intently at the tone that is coming out of my amp. So that's primarily what I'll be listening for feedback from my, the person I ask about a second opinion. So it's not about, it could use more bass, or it's a little, that my thing is, in particular, is that I don't want it shrill, and I don't want a muddy, flubby, so to speak, tone that's all mushy and everything. I want to, you know, I just want it the way I want it, and usually I'm hearing what I want to hear, but I just want that second opinion to be sure that I'm not too, too shrill, and, you know, or too trebly. And for now, I've always gotten pretty good feedback that everything's cool. And, you know, as far as like the muddy tone, I should be able to tell that just fine. Now then, if there comes a day whenever they say something to the effect that, man, it's too trebly and all I'm hearing is mud, then I need to get my ears tested again and figure out something's more than likely, something's wrong with me at that point. And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But for now, everything's cool. And to that point, to ensure that my ears are protected as best as I can, when I'm operating, you know, loud machinery around the house, like my lawn tractor or lawnmower or weed whacker or, you know, anything, you know, a saw in the garage or whatever, I'll put in earplugs because I want to protect my ears at this point. Now, a little bit of history on me. When I was a kid, say like 13, 14, 15 years old, I'm riding the lawn tractor around the yard with my Walkman sitting on my ears, and the tractor's really loud, and then I'm cranking Metallica and Megadeth and Iron Maiden over top of that. So my Walkman is competing with my dad's tractor for my ears' attention. So So I'm just hammering my ears at that point. And I'm sure that didn't do them any good. And of course my dad's like, Boren, you're killing your ears by doing that. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I want to hear this. I love this stuff. I mean, I just lived for it. So, the stupid things I did when I was a kid, you know, there's that aspect. So now, older and wiser, of course, I'm trying to better protect my ears in that manner. So whenever I'm mowing the lawn, I have the earbuds I use now, they seal off any outside noise, you know, well, not completely, but to the point where, you know, your ears don't hurt. You know, I'm not damaging my ears, and I keep the volume of whatever I'm listening to, which most of the time now is other people's podcasts about, you know, gardening or permaculture or all that kind of hippie crazy stuff. But, you know, I don't want it too loud. And I try to be very cognizant of how my ears are feeling whether I'm listening to loud music or somebody talking, that, you know, especially with loud music. Loud music, I want to hear it loud, it feels good, I like it, you know, I dig it, but my ears might be hurting, and the pleasure of hearing, of listening to the music may override the pain that my ears are feeling, because it's just too doggone loud, which, is kind of been easy for me to ignore over the years. But whenever my ears are hurting because it's too loud, that's a clear sign that I need to turn it down, and I'm probably hurting my ears and damaging them. So I try to be really, really aware of what's going on there. And, it's just a point of advice for anybody listening to protect your ears. I mean, you only get one set, and then all of a sudden you're on to, hearing aids and all kinds of crap that just, I mean, I'm watching my parents go through it and deal with wearing hearing aids and then getting frustrated with them and just not wearing them. And it's just a mess. So really take care of them. I mean, because, you know, the device that they're sticking on your ear isn't going to really replicate. I can't imagine it exactly replicating the tone that you're going to hear from your guitar or what, you know, or your amp or whatever. So, and back to that point about, you know, high-end hearing loss, one of my, you know, probably many of us is big-time guitar heroes is Eric Clapton, and who defined guitar tone through the 60s and 70s, and, you know, been a tone master. But, you know, I listened to his autobiography a couple years ago, and it sounds to me like he's basically just like Pete Townsend, where he can barely hear anything at all now. And a friend of mine who's younger than me, who I definitely, one of the guys that I definitely trust their ear for tone, he said he was listening to him once, and it was too trebly. The tone was just gone. It was all treble. And I was really surprised at that, but totally understood why that could be. It's just, you know, age and the onslaught of loud music over the years, to the point where you're deaf and you can't hear high end, or maybe you can't hear anything. So then at that point, you kind of have to trust what other people are saying about your tone and just do the best you can and play. The thing is, another challenge ensues there with the fact that, you know, how well are you going to play if you're not satisfied with your tone? Honestly. So, you know, it's tough. So it just reinforces the fact that we really need to protect our ears with you know, earplugs when we're operating loud machinery, or if you work in a factory where it's loud and stuff and they offer up earplugs, or if they don't, either way, use them. Use earplugs. Get some for yourself if they don't offer them there for your use. Protect your ears as a musician. I mean, they're your most valuable asset, really. So I just can't express that enough to take care of them. I consider myself lucky because I haven't had the hearing damage that I expected, and that I still think I can dial in a really pretty good tone and not be real shrill. I mean, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about there was trusting your ear and being, if your ears are healthy and still working correctly, you can truly trust your ears, you know. But if you can't, then whenever I say trust your ear, always let your ear be the guide for your tone, whatever, if you're playing through whatever kind of amp, you know, trust that. Depending on the kind of music you're playing, if it's country, rock, blues, metal, you know, jazz, you know, trust your ear, what you're looking for. You know, you don't have to sound just like this guy or that guy, be you. But, I think more often than not, people aren't wanting to sound super trebly and shrill. You want to have a pleasant tone for people to listen to. And to ensure that, you know, that you can always trust your ear, you know, take care of them. Now then, kind of an afterthought here for the podcast, I want to talk to you that I've changed my pedal board up a little bit. I'm going to talk more about that on my next episode, about kind of how that's changed, and it kind of appends this episode about gear changing and your ear changing and taste changing and what, you know, kind of the flavor of the day type of a thing and changing up my pedal board. But go to the Facebook page and check out the photo of the most recent incarnation of my pedal board. It's quite different. There's some familiar faces from the past that I've had on there before, but some new friends. And subsequently, I've had to say goodbye to some old friends and to kind of fund the change up on my board. So, ramping up to this point with the pedals, it cost money. And then making changes, I try to make try to utilize, make it so that I sell other items to fund new items. So, and then again, you know, I want other people to enjoy the pedals that I had in the past. You know, they're all good. You know, I don't think I've had any crappy pedals on my board in like years and years and years. Just some that just didn't quite fill a need, or I didn't need, you know. So there may be some on my board in the current incarnation that I don't need. So check it out. I'm going to talk more about it next episode 57. But, you know, it's always changing. I think we're always changing. You know, whenever I see another guitar, oh, this is a great guitar, this is a great pedal, this is a great amp, you know, it's, I don't know, part of it maybe the being just guitarded and wanting more gear or different gear or just never quite being satisfied. And, you know, the article with Eddie, him always changing gear and modifying things, it just made me feel better about myself that yeah, we're always changing. It, you know, goes to the point where, you know, Eddie was such an innovator. He was coming up as a guitar player in, you know, Southern California with Van Halen, and he didn't find a guitar that really suited him, did what he really wanted. And so he got, you know, a Charvel guitar and added, you know, a humbucker in the bridge and basically invented the Super Strat, as we've talked about in previous episodes. And I mean, is the first guitars he used on the first album, they didn't have, you know, Floyd Rose tremolo. I don't think they had been invented at that point. The double locking tremolo is, of course, is what we've talked about in the past, that, you know, you can crank on it like crazy, you can just kill it, and it doesn't go out of tune if set up properly and strings are properly stretched and tuned. But yeah, I mean, he was killing it on basically a Strat style tremolo on the first album or so, and then he got the Floyd Rose on there in an endorsement with Kramer, and just modifying guitars over the years, and it's just really interesting. He really turned the guitar world on its ear and just changed the guitar market by inventing the Super Strat, you know, basically a hot rotted Strat, as some people might say. You know, and who better to really look to for innovation going forward than Eddie? You know, these new Wolfgang guitars, I haven't played any of them, any of the new ones, but they all look really beautiful. They're really awesome, and they have all kinds of cool features and you know, things that really suit Ed. But, you know, they're really meant to help any guitar player, you know, find their music, find their sound. And so, you know, if you're at a store, you can check one out, you know, let me know what you think of them, you know, or any of the guitars, any of the endorsed guitars that he, you know, signature guitars that he's been part of over the years, you know, from Ernie Ball, PV, you know, Music Man, and now with Fender's EVH series. It sounds to me like his current setup with Fender, the team he has working with him, is quite possibly the best setup he's had. And who better than Fender to set that up with him? And all these names I'm throwing out here, just to clarify, I'm not endorsing any product or anything. I don't have any sponsorship. It's not that I'm, you know, getting paid to say, you know, Fender's great or Charvel is really cool or anything. You know, I just have personal taste that I like these guys. You know, I like these companies or the products they put out. So, you know, it's just information for you. That pretty much wraps it up for this week's episode of the Guitar Podcast. Chime in with comments and questions on the Facebook page. Be sure to email me with questions and such. I love hearing from y'all, and you know, if you tune in using, if you subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or Zune or whatever, let them, you know, leave some feedback there so that, you know, they know that you're getting, you know, you're getting a good product there. I'll check it from time to time so that, you know, I know the sentiment of the audience or whatever, you know, so that I'm doing all I can to be, you know, to be putting out a good product for y'all. And of course, I'm not going to please everybody all the time with these. You know, they're going to be people that don't like what they hear, and they're not going to listen. And you know, I'm not going to be somebody I'm not. I'm not going to talk about things that I don't want to talk about. But I do want to do in the future. I do want to start providing information that's going to help you grow as a guitar player, not just as gear. Because I found myself talking way too much about gear and stuff over the years. I guess it has been more than a year that I've been in this, been doing this podcast. But you know, I want to talk to you more about just tone and care for your instrument and stuff like that. But more things like theory and techniques and ways to learn. I mean, there are tons of people out there teaching, you know, giving lessons on the internet, whether it's a website or, I mean, there are lesson podcasts, instructional podcasts, and people on YouTube teaching people how to do stuff, and that's great and all, but, you know, I don't necessarily want that to be the focus of this podcast. I want it to be informative in so many different ways, and I think I've been probably lacking in my in what I've provided to the audience here, and that I'm not providing more about theory and stuff. And some of that will be, I'm sure, to some people in the audience, when I talk about theory, it'll be kind of like I'm talking about financial spreadsheets, and everybody will fall asleep, or those people will fall asleep. And other people will go like, wow, that makes sense. And I want that. I want that. I want you to get a good idea of this stuff. So, anyway, you know, if you approve of this message, let me know, you know, because, I mean, if you want to hear more about, you know, theory and instruction and technique and stuff like that, let me know. That'll help me out. But, anyway, that's pretty much where I'm taking the direction of the podcast to include that. So, again, go to theguitarpodcast.net and sign up for email alerts so that you'll get, you know, get alerts whenever a new episode comes out or video or whatever's going on, you know, some timely information. So with that, this is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.